Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this the McDonald's with the big green caboose in front?
Yes, it is.
Is it the one next to the In-Town Suites?
Yes, it is.
Across the street from the pool hall?
Yeah.
And there's like a laundromat over to the side?
I don't know, but yeah.
Where y'all located?
I'm really confused. I'm not sure where we're located.
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Live from the Gallatin Road Crystals, it's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-De-Doo with your host, Jesse Perry. Give it up for the one, the only, the extra hung, Jesse Perry! Hey everybody, welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-De-Doo. Your intrepid host, Jesse Perry here. How the hell are you? Welcome to the 20th episode podcast retro spectacular. Man, can you believe it's been 20 fantastic episodes? God, it feels like 70. But as you can probably tell, I'm going solo this week. I have a pretty major cold. Mark and Sean don't want to be around me, but I assure you that they sent some very funny clips this week. You may have noticed that we played the very first track that we ever played on the Mangy Dog Whoop-De-Doo all those many months ago. Because, yes, we're hauling out some older stuff for this great retro spectacular in honor and in preparation of our great gig coming up. Please write this down. February 28th, Bongo Java in Nashville. We will be having a live podcast recording commemorating... Gosh, it's so hard to do this by myself. Commemorating 20 great episodes and our brand new Best of CD, The Best of the Whoop-De-Doo Volume 1... coming out that same night, 35 tracks, 70-plus minutes of top-notch wackularity. You're going to love it. To find out more, go to mangydog.com. And also want to give a quick shout-out to the good people at PodCamp Nashville. That's podcampnashville.com, who were so kind to let us do a presentation for them over the last weekend. The audience really hated us, but we got to talk, and that's what it's all about. We've got all kinds of great stuff coming up, great clips. We've got some great stand-up from a guy named Don Chernagel out of Las Vegas. Looking forward to playing him. But right now, as always, let's go to our sponsors. Brand new sponsor here on the Whoop-De-Doo. So kick back and enjoy.
Hey, this is CC DeVille, and you probably remember me from Poison. Or maybe I was in rehab with you. Either way, I'm excited to tell you today, Mangy Dog Records has a very exciting new CD. Do you remember the 80s? Sure, none of us do. But they had good music and it was heavy metal. And one thing that goes with heavy metal, everybody knows, is donuts. That's right, donuts. Yeah, okay, so we got this new CD and I think you should check it out. It's called
Heavy Metal Donut.
That's right, it's Heavy Metal Donut. It's 74 tracks of your favorite heavy metal songs sung about donuts. I know, it's a great idea! Those guys are Mangy Dog and smart! Check this track out!
Clella, won't you get your fingers sticky again? Won't you get them all sticky again? Yeah, won't you get them, Clella?
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Oh, that's amazing. And it's only available on...
Heavy Metal Donut.
But wait, before you order now, take a listen to this track. You're gonna love it.
I want a jelly roll all night. And beans in the sack all day. I want a jelly roll all night. And beans in the sack all day.
Oh, that's a great song. You got a little sick there at the end, but it's only available on
Heavy Metal Donut.
Oh, and that's not all. Listen to this.
Sprinkles on the icing, a donut in my burger. Sprinkles on the icing. So yummy, yummy.
That's fantastic. And don't forget. forget, it's only available on...
Pyramidal Donut.
Wait, is there more? I think there's more. Hang on.
She bought a dozen from down the road and said she'd like to share. She said, what kind do you want? I said, babe, I don't care, care, care. She'd handed me a greenfield one. I said, no, that's fine with me. I'll just take this glaze and eat it now. A plain is fine with me. Plain is fine with me. A plain glazed is fine with me.
Those guys at Mangy Dog Records really know what they're doing. That's just one track you're going to hear on the amazing CD entitled
Pyramidal Donut.
And don't forget this Poison classic.
Give donuts to me.
And if you're going to entitle your album
Pyramidal Donut,
then you better have some Metallica on it.
Yum, 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 yeah. Wake me up, kick my butt.
Your copy of Heavy Metal Donut, send a self-addressed stamp envelope with $45 to Chad Ryden at his address.
Hi, my name is Sean Parrott, and I'm a writer here on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-doo. And I'm here to introduce a brand new segment on the show called
The Barista's Guide to Coffee House Etiquette.
Despite the millions of dollars I make peddling my chuckles here on the Whoop-De-Doo and on stages all across this great nation, I still have a day job at a coffee shop. It keeps me humble. Day in and day out, I deal with jerks and morons. I did my own study, and it turns out 9 out of 9 coffee house customers are complete assholes. But I thought, maybe I'm biased. Maybe these people don't know they're being jerks. And for them, I've begun work on...
The Barista's Guide to Coffee House Etiquette. Oh, yeah!
Lesson 1. If you mumble, you're not allowed to get mad at me for not hearing you. Here's an example of what not to do. Hi, how can I help you? Mumble, 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 mumble. Pardon me? I said I wanted a quiet white chocolate mocha with nobody. God, how stupid. You stupid, stupid. For the love of God, don't do that. Because if you do, I'll remember you. And I assure you, you don't want to be on my shit list if I go crazy. Now, here's an example of what to do. Hi, how can I help you? Mumble, mumble, mumble. Pardon me? No, pardon me. I'm used to talking to my imaginary friend who lives on my chin. Here's $5, and if you'd like, you can throw that drink in my face. Splash. Dear God, it burns! This concludes lesson 1 of...
The Barista's Guide to Coffee House Etiquette. Oh, yeah!
Sean Parrott with The Barista's Guide to Coffee House Etiquette, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo! Thanks, honey. Yes, it's Valentine's Day here at the Peri Rosa, and since I'm married, I'm staying here and recording a podcast. Yes, everything's coming up, Jesse. Yay! Yes, we have so many great things. I want to remind you once again, February 28th, Bongo Java, we're going to be there. We'd love to have you there. We're going to release our best of CD and record a brand new live podcast. A live whoop-de-doo. Isn't that great? She's gone. All right, so what do we got next? Because we have so much stuff, I was afraid that we wouldn't have enough material, but we are chock full of great material. Plenty of people saying thanks, 420 episodes. Let's start that now, and here we go. Special guest time, only on the Whoop-De-Doo.
It's your boy Isaiah.
Yo, it's your boy Hardway. Happy 20th, dog.
You faggot.
Wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
I'm from Britain. I call bathrooms loos. There are several things in this world that are important to me, like me junky husband, heroin, crystal meth, crack, I don't really like pot, and horse tranquilizers. But there's one passion of mine that overrides it all, even
sometimes singing like a dude.
That is me vineyard! That's right, I've opened Amy's Wine House, the only vineyard that has crack in each bottle. I don't like spam, but I sure love killing myself slowly. And if you like it too, come on down to Amy's Wine House, where me uncle, Colonel Jebediah Tiberius Parker, is running the desk. Are you here, Colonel?
Well, hello, everybody! I'm
Circle, Colonel Jebediah Tiberius Bartholomew Parker the 14th. I'm crazy, and I'm rich, and my junky niece makes good wine. Now buy it! Ooh, I like that song. Dibby-doo-doo-dee-doo.
Ah, yes, Amy's Wine House, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour of Whoop-Dee-Doo. Easily the laziest sketch I've ever written. Now, we have a lot of great stand-up that we have just got to get to. Recently performed in Topeka, Kansas with a guy named Don Chernagel. Talked to him and he was kind enough to send me 3 CDs. They come out each year. They're all called Prick. These tracks are from Prick Volume 3. He is not a clean comic, as you may have guessed. So kick back and enjoy Don Chernagel.
I like
only
welcome.
On the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop.
Las Vegas. Everyone's favorite prick, Don Chernagel.
Yeah! Thank you. I was watching TV the other day, and I saw Magic Johnson on TV, and I sat there and I watched Magic Johnson on TV, and I thought, why isn't he dead yet? Didn't he like contract AIDS like 20 years ago? I mean, I see Larry Bird and Jerry West. Jerry West looks like a crypt keeper from Westwood, California. Larry Bird's got a bad heart, bad knees, bad back, walk around, go, oh, please shoot me. Magic Johnson's still fat, black, and happy. He looks like a well-done Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. How is he not dead yet from AIDS? He's getting so heavy at this point, he might die of heart disease before he dies of AIDS. It only leads me to one conclusion, and that conclusion is that maybe you don't die from AIDS. Maybe it's just a government conspiracy. Because you know what? I've never seen black men in America die from AIDS. I mean, the only black men I've ever seen die from AIDS are either African or Arthur Ashe, if you come to think about it. And everybody's worried. They said, well, we're oversexed as a culture, and we're got to be careful because of STDs and everything. I'm like, no, we're not oversexed as a culture. We're overfed as a culture. I mean, you know, let's be honest here. You see a sexy billboard somewhere, you're like, oh, my God, look at her ass. It's because we don't get enough of it. I mean, nobody walks out of a buffet at the Rio and go, oh, wow, look at that muffin. Oh, blueberry. God, I want the blueberry muffin. Oh, our kids are going to have to deal with the epidemic of STDs because they'll have premarital sex, and it's a problem. It's a pandemic. The only way our children are going to catch an STD is if it automatically gets on a game controller or a TV remote. And I went to a gay bar recently, too, and those guys are looking way too healthy, so I don't believe in this AIDS thing. Those guys look really in good shape. Semen must be a thermogenic agent. And whatever they don't suck down, they probably gel their hair up with the rest of it. And you're probably asking, what was Don doing at a gay bar? You know, straight women that you hang out with always love to take you to a gay bar because it's fun. It's like taking you to shop for shoes and shit. They think it's funny to watch you squirm. Why people play Cuban guys dance next to you with a they think it's hilarious. And I went to the gay bar, and they made me take my hat off. I had a Cyclone, Iowa State Cyclone hat off. They said, you have to take that off. I'm like, why? They said, well, we don't let people have hats on. I'm like, I just watched a Cuban guy walk in with boots and a fedora hat and his boxer briefs. They go, well, that's different. You know, hats like that are gang-related. What gain is rolling with the ISU Cyclones right now? We got East Side, West Side. We got Midwest Side. We're hardcore. We'll cornhole you, motherfucker. I went into the gay bar, and, you know, sooner or later, if you go to a gay bar, sooner or later you got to go to the bathroom, and sooner or later you have to be next to the glory hole in the gay bar bathroom. A glory hole is that little hole in between the partition where they offer you blowjobs through the hole. And I'm peeing, and this guy speaks through the hole. He's like, hey, let me suck your dick. I'm like, oh, shit, why did you have to talk? You just took all the plausible deniability out of it at this point. You know, I can't go back to the table and say, hey, some girl sucked my dick in the bathroom now. That and the 5 o'clock shadow is just throwing that out of my head. But it was weird because he's blowing fish faces through the glory hole and I recognized him because he's like, hey, let me suck your cock. Hey, let me suck your cock. I'm like, holy cow, I know you. You remember ever watch football on TV when the male cheerleaders have the big things like, go team, go, boom, go team, go, boom. I was like, holy shit, I know you, man. You're a male cheerleader in the 97 Rose Bowl. I know you. Yeah, I'll take a blowjob. I make money off that game. Go to it. Yeah. Oh, man. It's always better if you get a blowjob through the glory hole with an anonymous gay partner if they have calluses on their hands, like if they work construction, because it's a little erotic when they work through your scrote on the... I don't know. But having me take off the baseball cap, that just cracked me up. I'm like a baseball cap. Aren't more people in America okay with baseball fans getting married than you guys?
Hi, this is Mr. Cheap, and I just wanted to wish all of you Mangy Doggers a happy 20th episode. And don't forget, nothing is nothing, because everything is something.
Thank you for calling Michael Zavaniak. I'm going to direct your call.
Oh, I'm not sure. How much for a Michael?
How much?
Yeah.
For who?
A Michael? I'm looking for a row your boat ashore version.
Hang on, please.
Okay, thank you.
How can I help you, Ian?
Yes, I'm looking for a Michael. How much for a Michael? The row your boat ashore version or the Archangel?
Sorry, we don't sell those here.
Oh, what kind of Michaels do you have?
It's a craft store, sir.
Oh, like witchcraft?
Do you not have better things to do with your time than to keep annoying my that are working? I mean, my employees that are working here.
I guarantee you, there is nobody in that store on a rainy day in Antioch. I'll be straight with you.
Do you like Weird Al Yankovic, but wish he was less clever and more drunk and belligerent? Then you'll love his alcoholic older brother, Bitter John Yankovic, and his new album, I'm Poor and I Need Liquor. And here's John now.
Well, hello. My name is Bitter John Yankovic, and, hey, where the hell is my drink? You see, you promised me this is just the ice. Who drank all my... Fine, I'll do your damn commercial. Hi, my name's Bitter John Yankovic, and by my album, I'm Poor and I Need Liquor to... Now somebody give me a damn drink!
Listen as Bitter John shamelessly cashes in on his brother's fame with his own hilarious parodies of classics like Mr. Tambourine Man.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man! Quit shaking that that's too loud! Damn hippie, it hurt my ear, now give me a drink!
And that na-na-na song.
Da-da-da-da! Da-da-da-da! Hey, hey, hey! Get out of my house if you ain't gonna pay no rent and do no damn dishes. Give me a beer while you're on your way out. Well, fine, I don't want it. I can get my own damn beer. Well, fine. But please give me a beer before I go, baby. Ow.
Hear all that and much, much more on Bitter John Yankovic's new album, I'm Poor and I Need Liquor. Available to all fine retailers.
Bitter John Yankovic, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Thank you, dear. Oh, man, so glad to have so many new sponsors. It's almost like we have more sponsors than actual content. Ah, well, we're raking in the dough, and that's all that matters. Now, we're going to keep this show going. We just want to remind you once again, February 28th, Bongo, CD release party, live recording of the podcast. Tell your friends. And next week, we're going to have an all-stand-up special. That way, we can showcase some of the great comics that we've seen. And, most importantly, highlight some of the great comics of the future. Or some such. Well, actually, most importantly, it's a quick show we can toss off while I work on the live show. Perhaps I've said too much. Now here's the comedy of Don Chernagle, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
I know it's wrong, but you know when people fuck with you, when they fuck with you, just pull the Hannibal Lecter voice out on them. Tell me, why are you upset by me? Tell me, why do you work in jewelry? What did you do? Tell me, you work around gold because you secretly miss it because you went to the 72 Olympics and you never received the gold. Tell me, what happened? But the Hannibal Lecter voice works for everything. I love the Hannibal Lecter voice. You could use that for Girl Scouts when they try to sell you cookies. You want to buy some Girl Scout cookies? Tell me, why do you wish to sell Girl Scout cookies? What happened when you were younger? Why do you wish to gain that merit badge? There was an uncle once. There was a den mother. She touched you. What happened? Tell me. Why do you seek to please her? There's a mother figure you're trying to fill. Tell me. What happened? The merit badges. How good would those peanut butter cookies ever taste? You want a trip to Florida. Why? Why do you wish to go to Florida? Is there a stepdaddy there who used to finger you behind the drugstore? I've been told my whole life that Midwest Lutherans are the greatest people in America. My whole life I've been told that. Midwest Lutherans are the greatest people ever. Oh, Midwest Lutherans, they're wonderful. Been told that my whole life. You know what? Midwest Lutherans were the only ones to ever steal from me. Midwest Lutherans, I dated a Midwest Lutheran girl. She was the only one to ever cheat on me.
They say love's a treasure and a mighty splendid thing. I never knew that loving you would sting so much. Nonetheless, I must confess, despite the beatings we're blessed, if our love rips with a busted lip, I'll heal it with a kiss.
Darling, I only hit you 'cause you talk so much. I think the boy takes after you too, so I hit him too. Yes, I do. Oh. Look what you made me do with my fists and a switch. Oh, you're so annoying.
He loves me so. I know love hurts, but this is ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
With eyes full shut and hugs that steal my breath, I'm afraid one day he'll love me till he loves me to death. Oh,
Yeah.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Hey,
I'm just
hugging you with love and love and love.
DJ Stinky Pants says, happy 20th episode to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
DJ Stinky Pants, thank you so much for those kind and hard-to-understand words. Oh, man, it's so great. And thank you so much, for everyone, for supporting the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-dee-doo!
Whoop-dee-doo!
Yes, it's been a great year, and we can't wait to celebrate it February 28th at Bongo Java. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have fun regardless because we're loud idiots. but if you could be there to watch us, that would really gratify our egos. I also want to thank the good people at RevereRadioNetwork.com. The Revere Radio Network, those guys let me do stuff. Why don't we just go to some... Let's just dump out. Can we just dump out here? Oh, there's nobody here. Where's the button? Oh, fuck.
Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen. Congratulations to my friends at the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoops-de-doo. I remember when I did my first 20th episode. It was an episode of Andy Griffith. It was one of the color ones. It was very forgettable. And that's all I'd like to say about that. You know the drill. I'm the Cornish.
Heather. I'm actor Sam Elliott. Just want to say congratulations to my partners over there at Mangy Dog. Good guys. Hard working. One time I shot a guy in the back. Ah, heck. Listen to me talk. It ain't about me, Sam Elliott. It's about you guys. Sean, Mark, the bald fella. You're all good in my book. Thanks for selling my porn. Take care, partners.
Hi, this is Sean Parrott. I recently shot myself in the head at a Dane Cook show. But I just wanted to wish you, from beyond the grave, a happy 20th episode.
Thanks, guys. Now here's a 6-minute song by the Los Angeles Rams. Only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-de-doo.
Off. The Rams get down so nobody score. And don't you worry, cause the Rams are rapping. When game time comes, we'll be back to zapping. We can't sing and our dance is not pretty, but we'll do our best for the team and the city. So get on your feet and clap your hands. Let's ram it right now with the LA Rams.
Hollywood handsome, Dodge City tough. If you throw it my way, it's gonna get rough. I like to ram it, as you can see. Nobody likes ramming any more than me.
They call me Jeter, nobody dresses sweeter. But under this cool is a quarterback mistreater. I come from the end, looking for the sack. I don't stop coming till I put him on the back. This is limousine witty, my moves are like dreams. They call me the demon on special teams. I know how to rock from the toes to the head. When I pull the trigger, I'll knock you dead.
I'm a mountain man from West VA. They call me Herc, and I came to play. I learned long ago if you ram it just right, you can ram it all day and ram it all night.
Ram it.
Stock. I catch what they throw me and I like to block. I'm quick off the line as I can be, cause I don't want dick running over me.
This is Babyface and I don't yield. I'm a tackling fool on the football field. From the Jersey Shore to Balboa Bay, if you run at me, you'll have a bad day.
This is RB, no Speedball Brown. Fastest man in the whole damn town. Cars and ladies are a part of my creed, but more than that, I feel the need for speed.
This is Catcher, out to make a run. With shades on, I can catch a BB in the dark. So now you're ready and I'm sure you'll agree, the ramming is fun when you're ramming with me.
sharp-eyed man. If Eric can't get it, I will and I can. I'm strong as you come, but I've got a brain, and stopping me is like stopping a train.
I'm Carl Lee, the general of the Duke. I make the calls, I'm the coach in LB. This motorcycle hit has got style and class. If you come my way, I'll knock you on your ass. Today's the name's intimidated. I pass it my way, I'll see you later. Quick on my feet, the ladies agree. Before they know it, they'll ram it with me. The Iceman cometh, Leroy is the name. I cover the corner, interception's my game. Score more than anybody else on the D, cause I move like a cat, as you will see.
The guys call me Dick instead of Dick the Son. I lead the Rangers, I'm the Rams' top gun. They say I'm as smooth as a runner can be. Even Sweetness and the others are talking about me. I like to dance and have a lot of fun. When it comes to ladies, want a brainy one. But enough about me, we'll hit a ram it, you see. If you ram it just right, you can ram it all night.
Ram it.
Good home with good parents. I'm very proud of my parents. And you had a point in your life where
Tachi says congratulations on the 20th episode.
When they do certain things, there's certain tests they go
now
through.
Now here's
and
stand-up comic Don Chernagle.
And
only
I was
on the
most
Mangy
proud
Dog
of
Radio Hour.
On this one day, I was at his office in Waterloo, Iowa. And a local church came in, a Catholic church, came in to have my father sign a petition to keep a video store from opening up across the street from this church. And my dad says, well, what's the problem? And he's like, well, why can't a video store open up across the way? You know. And they said, well, they sell and rent pornographic videos out of the back of that room, and we do not want that in front of our church. So my dad, what they don't know is my dad is a white, heterosexual, middle-aged Republican male. They're way off base. That's the demographics for pornography. So in my dad's head, he's thinking, well, geez, I don't have to drive over there by the truck stop during 5 o'clock traffic anymore. I could just go down the street next to the Catholic church and get that now. But here's the problem. My dad came on to the most brilliant point I ever thought about. He did not sign the petition. They were upset because they said, well, we expected to have your support, Mr. Chernick. Well, no, I ain't going to. That's okay. You know. So he moved him off, and my dad says, he goes, that business is better for America because that business will pay taxes in the community. I thought about it. I'm like, oh, my God, my dad is brilliant with that. Because that video shop, they pay taxes. They pay sales taxes. They pay property taxes. Property taxes goes to schools. So every time you rent a video, it goes to help that business stay open so they can pay more property taxes, so more schools stay open, built, so little Johnny can go to school, learn to read, write, and do arithmetic. I'm like, oh, my God. So in a sense, pornography is good for America. The church, is tax exempt. They don't pay taxes in the community. I'm thinking, oh, my God. So every time you buy or rent a porno, it goes to help a business stay open so you can pay property taxes and sales excise taxes, which usually has extras in for the schools and everything. Every time you rent a porno, it helps Johnny learn arithmetic. A church, a Catholic church, every time you put a 20 in a collection plate, where does it go? It goes in the pocket of a Jew lawyer defending the priest who's fucking your kid. See, I was lucky because I was never molested at Bible camp. I was really lucky because I was in the room with the double bunks with the three fat, smelly kids and the air conditioning was out, so I was really lucky. I prayed every night. I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that there's no speed stick in the cantina this year. Thank you, God, for putting me with the three smelly kids. That's why kids drown themselves at Bible camp, because they don't want to be fucked by some guy named Skip with a guitar anymore. Phil Collins, yeah, his friend drowned at Bible camp. No, no, Phil Collins got diddled at Bible camp. I can hear it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Oh, I was so lucky I didn't get molested at Bible camp. Because you know, any guy named Skip with feathered hair and a guitar doesn't love Jesus that much to take 2 weeks off in the summer to go be around a bunch of pubescent kids. No, he's there to diddle the kids, you know. I mean, I love the Jew Carpenter too, but I ain't going to be around a bunch of kids for frickin' 2 weeks. I could barely handle it being at Circus Circus for 2 hours today. Oh, man. What Dateline teaches us, though, you know, I've been on Dateline. I'm watching Dateline. Hey, can I get another scotch here? All right, Dangling Chad, thank you. This is so much fun. Thank you. Now, I'm watching Dateline, and I noticed something that majority of the pedophiles are white. Yeah, they are. Majority of the pedophiles are white. Okay, put it this way. I think pedophiles are basically white. You guys with me on that? Yeah. Pedophiles are always white. Have you ever seen anything other than a white pedophile? Hey, don't say Michael Jackson, because he didn't become a pedophile until he became white. You know, I've been white all my life. And, you know, we take a lot. A white heterosexual male in America gets hit a lot. You know, we get told we can't dance, we got a small dick. You get hit with everything. Oh, you're evil. White men are this, white men are that. I've been told my whole life, white men can't dance. But I've come to believe that white men in America now have a purpose. We all have an Elton John circle of life type thing in this culture. Sure, white men can't dance. All right, I give you that. We can't dance. But white men can talk to Jew bankers to get the money to open up dance clubs. So it all works out for everybody. And I don't know why us white men open up dance clubs for black men to come in and play shitty hip-hop where you take P. Diddy and fucking do what he did to Kashmir of Led Zeppelin. Why do you take our music that is so good and just shit all over it? Oh, no, we're doing like a hip-hop song with Kashmir. Oh, that'd be great. Why don't we put a pink mustache on the Mona Lisa, too? That'd be great. Strangely enough, the song Kashmir from Led Zeppelin was on the album Physical Graffiti. No correlation between that joke, I affirm you. Just showing you my knowledge of 70s music trivia of rock. Thank you very much. Thank you. But I don't want P. Diddy. He even did a cover over Every Breath You Take by Sting. Sting should have kicked him in the nuts over that. All right. Why are you taking my song and making a shitty remembrance of your fat black friend over it? God, I can't stand P. Diddy. Would you quit looping other people's shit? I want to kick you in the mouth and make you look like Jay-Z. Leave the remembrance of the fat, dead, black rapper to his mother while she's dodging the usual gunfire like a co-ed at Kent State at the annual Essence Awards. Oh, and people warn me. They say, oh, don't talk like that. Oh, you can't say those things as a white guy. You can't make fun of P. Diddy. You can't make fun of hip-hop because black guys are in here tonight. If there's black guys in the club, they'll kill you because you got to watch out. There's some Bloods and Crips around here. I'm like,
hi, this is Tron Parrott, brother of Sean Parrott, who recently shot himself in the head at a Dane Cook show. Hey, happy 20th, guys.
Thank you.
S-S-I-O-N with the beloved favorite Whoop-Dee-Doo, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-Dee-Doo!
Whoop-Dee-Doo!
Ah, it's been a fantastic show. We've had so much content. Thanks to Mark and Sean for sending in their great submissions. Sean with that great song. Oh, looks like dinner's ready. I'm going to have to go. Just to remind you, February 28th, Bongo Java. Please check out the show. Please check us out at comedypodcast.com and visit us at mangydog.com. And for you users of Twitter, we're now on twitter.com/mangydog, M-A-N-G-Y-D-O-G. For everybody that's part of the Mangy Experience, I just want to say thank you, and thanks to everybody that submitted. Remember to check out Don Chernagel, T-J-E-R-N-A-G-E-L. Google him up. Funny, funny man. I wish his CD stopped at more logical places. For everybody, my name's Jesse Perry, and just want to remind all you fans who we hope to see on the 28th, you guys are simply the best. Good night, everybody.
Jesse, dinner!
All right, for God's sakes!
I call you when I need you, my heart's on fire.
When you come to me, everything I need. Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams. Lord, that you know what it means. And it can be wrong.
Let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast that's always funny? It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast that's never running?